Welcome back. It's 1221 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Wednesday, time to check in with Dr. Ben Carson, professor emeritus of neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins University, author of the forthcoming book, One Nation, and a Washington Times columnist. Truth and honesty still matter. It sure does. Can I assume you're surprised so many political types simply don't believe in that anymore?
Well, you know, what's really sad to me is that there's so many political types who put their party ahead of the welfare of the country.
Yep.
I mean, anybody with half a brain knows that when you have scandals and problems of the nature that these Benghazi, IRS, things like that, and you just say, oh, it's okay. You know, yeah, we've looked into it. It's not a problem. I mean, give me a break. If your life or your son or your daughter's life was dependent upon you getting to the bottom of it, you wouldn't be saying that.
No, absolutely true. And we do need to get to the bottom of this, don't we?
We do, because, you know, as it says in the book of Proverbs, if a king hearkens or listens to lies, everybody becomes a liar.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's no consequences for doing it, so why not take advantage of your position?
You know, the left is claiming we've exhausted all means, though, in this investigation of Benghazi. There's nothing left to see. And they've got a very protective media willing to assist them. So it's a tough hurdle.
Well, they're not saying that for thinking people. They're saying that as red meat to those who are just so rabidly partisan and they need a little bit of food. I mean, they know better than that. If anybody with half a brain knows better than that.
Yeah. Were you surprised by the lack of security at the compound in Benghazi?
Yeah, I really was, particularly given the fact that, you know, there had been a couple of attacks on our compound, you know, within the previous year. The British compound had been attacked. They had the good sense to take their people and leave. We, on the other hand, not only did we not leave, we decreased the amount of security in face of requests for more security. I mean, it's very difficult to even comprehend what was going on. And I hope during these Benghazi hearings, one of the questions to Ms. Clinton will be, why would you put people in danger? Why would you put people in a place where, according to you, you couldn't get to them to save them? What was the purpose of doing that?
Yeah.
But I'd love to hear the answer.
Yeah, lack of nearby assistance. They had evidently no contingency plan. If something went down, they were stuck.
Exactly. And we should never put our people in that position. So that shows a fundamental lack of planning skills.
Hey, you know, one other thing, and in my mind even worse, we didn't send any help after it happened. We just gave up on these people.
Exactly. And you're right. I think that is worse, because what does that say to our military? What does it say to our people who put themselves in harm's way to defend our country? It says you better think twice before you do that, because you get in trouble. They're not coming to help you. I mean, this is just antithetical to anything that our military has ever represented.
Yeah, and what a message it sends to, you know, evil regimes around the world. Knowing that the U.S. is not going to do anything if you go in and you take out one of their embassies.
Yeah, well, you know, we have, I hate to say it, we've reached the point where we were, you know, in the 70s, when, you know, the United States, the name meant nothing. And, you know, we should be thinking about the time when, if you were an American citizen, you know, people were very reticent to mess with you. It's sort of like Rome during its height. A Roman citizen could go anywhere in the world, do anything they want. Nobody would dare touch them.
Yeah.
And now, oh, there's an American. Let's get him. Let's do something to him.
Yeah.
And I just find it hard to imagine that we have slid to this point so quickly.
Yeah. You know, back to Benghazi here, blaming the anti-Muslim video that no one had seen, by the way, that to me is something that is unforgivable. And as recently as yesterday, Chuck Todd of NBC News claimed the administration dropped the video story 2 days after the incident. I guess he forgot the president referenced the video 2 weeks later while addressing
the UN.
Yes, yes.
I know. It's, but you know, a lot of them count on the fact that people don't look into things for themselves. And there's certain people who just listen to certain networks.
Yeah.
And whatever is said to them, that's gospel. And, you know, the founders of our nation emphasized how important it was for the populace to be informed, because they knew that people like that would come along
mm-hmm.
and would just take advantage of their lack of initiative
yeah.
and their lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about Benghazi, and then, of course, we have the IRS scandal. Nothing to see here.
Right, which is why Lois Lerner, you know, pled the fifth. You know, wanted to see. Can I plead the fifth? Oh, thank you. I never pleaded the fifth before. I don't have anything to hide, but you know, I just wanted to see if I could do it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is utterly ridiculous.
How many times have you seen this over the years where someone pleads the fifth and your immediate reaction is guilty?
Exactly right. And here's the issue. And again, this should not be partisan. I mean, if government is using, you know, the most feared agency in government to terrorize its opponents, what does that say about freedom in America? It has nothing to do with Democrats or Republicans. It has to do with the American way of life. Who are we? Are we ready to give that up for the sake of political expediency? That's craziness.
Yep. It sure is.
But that's where we are.
Yeah.
And that's why people are starving all over this country for any semblance of common sense.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. We saw an example of maybe the people rising up just yesterday in Nebraska. We have a candidate who was just slammed by people in the Republican Party, the establishment Republicans, and a lot of money was thrown into the campaign. But yet this guy, Ben Sasse, who has really kind of he's a Tea Party type candidate, he stood up and he made it apparent to folks that he wanted to do the right thing. He wanted to come into Washington and he wants to clean it up and he wants to change it, and they think he can do it.
Exactly. We need a lot of people like that. We need people with real spine, people who aren't concerned about getting reelected, but who are concerned about the direction of the country and want to right that direction.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of opposition to people like that, because the status quo never likes to change. The people who are corrupt and have power, the last thing they want to do is give it up. They'll do almost anything to keep from giving it up. So people who enter the fray have to recognize that it's not going to be a cakewalk.
Yep. Truth and honesty still matter. Leaders who fail to own up to mistakes are unfit for office. It's by Dr. Ben Carson. It's in today's Washington Times and at WashingtonTimes.com. Dr. Ben, good to talk to you, as always.
Always good to talk to you, Annie. Take care.
The good doctor will be speaking at the National Press Club luncheon on May 28th, and I understand the tickets are still available at press.org. It is open to the public. You don't have to buy a ticket, but there are some available. And he's got a new book coming out next week called One Nation. And over the coming weeks, we'll be talking to him about that. But again, May 28th, National Press Club. If you're interested, Dr. Ben Carson will be the featured guest. You can go to press.org for more information. Stay tuned. More to come right here on 1260 WRC.